Back at the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios on Patriots this week. Guys, the Pats did stay unbeaten. The Cincinnati Bengals did so as well. Likewise, the Carolina Panthers. But the Denver Broncos fell at Indianapolis. The Colts led by Andrew Luck with the victory, but now he's gone for the next 2 to 6 weeks.
You know, tough stretch for the Colts there. I mean, you know, obviously you played New England several weeks ago. Then you had Carolina, and you came back in that game. Then you had another undefeated team you faced the following week. I was pretty surprised that Denver really wasn't ready to play at the beginning of this football game. And that falls on their head coach, I think.
I think one of the issues that Indy had in their favor, because they changed coordinators, is goofy, but obviously Denver defense is flying high. You have sort of that uncertainty element in your favor. What route combinations are they going to run? They've been getting beat with other stuff. Are they going to rely heavily on scheme run games? They did, and I think that helped them.
Meanwhile, Carolina, as mentioned, stayed unbeaten in the NFC. Green Bay sustained a second loss, and therefore the Minnesota Vikings are in first place along with the Packers in the NFC North. The Vikings wound up winning over St. Louis. However, Mike Zimmer, none too pleased about a hit on his quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, really the conduct of the Rams in general. He went after Jeff Fisher, his counterpart.
There were several instances in this game where it got a little chippy. And that's kind of, you know, from what guys like Rodney Harrison say, hey, that's a Jeff Fisher-type coach team. Let's not forget Greg Williams, one-time defensive coordinator. So he kind of got that little bit of an edge. If I'm a defensive guy, I want guys that will play a little bit of an edge. That's going to intimidate. But the second a quarterback in today's NFL 2015 initiates a slide with his feet, you cannot touch him. You can't hit him. I don't care how the hit was. Knocked the guy out of the game, and he's going to pay for it.
He did actually plant with the left foot, turn his body back to him, head to him, and contacts him with the back of his arm, which to me isn't targeting. I think it's a really difficult situation where I think we see now it officiated as a result. He's knocked out, you know, and you did collide him. But I think there's actually a lot of times where you see flags not go down where the quarterback makes a decision to go down. And it's so tough in open space. You're running 100 miles an hour at each other. You can freeze frame it and say, hey, they're 4 yards apart. Well, 4 yards at full speed is a fraction of a second, yeah. A nanosecond.
I mean, so you look at Luck. And how he got hurt. I mean, it's kind of one of those plays where he gets hit from one side. It was a vicious hit. Now, it's a clean vicious hit. When I say vicious hit, it's a clean, good football hit. And then he gets clocked from the other side, and there goes the kidney.
It is your job to hit him and touch him down. You just can't hit the head. The problem is when a guy slides and you're this far off the ground, there's the only part that is off the ground is waist to head, and the waist to head is right there. There's not much else but that to hit. I think that's something people often don't realize.
A guy that we know from his couple of years plus with the Patriots, Aqib Talib, with a finger poke. In the eye of Dwayne Allen of the Colts, draws a one-game suspension.
Funny thing is, he said, I want to poke his helmet. Anyway, I've never seen a defensive guy or offensive guy go poke and actually poke a helmet. It was intended. He went right in the face mask.
He said his finger slipped.
I'm sorry. I love the guy. He can play for me any day. I know he's got an edge to him, but he walks the walk. He'll get up in your face. He'll D up. I think Aqib's a heck of a player. I think he's just fun to be around. That was a dirty play, though.
Meanwhile, this Sunday, the Patriots travel to the Meadowlands to meet the New York Giants, who've won the last three in this series. Pats try to stop that streak, but looking to stay unbeaten. More with Patriots this week after this.